Thank you, Yanis. I'm speaking for the World Network of Users and Survivors of Psychiatry. In case anyone doesn't know us, we were one of the organizations that was very heavily involved in the drafting and negotiations of the convention. We're a global organization with speaking for the user survivor community at the global level with members in over 50 countries. I wanted to say that for us, the added value of the CRPD compared with all of the other human rights instruments and treaties that had gone before is that the CRPD actually deals with our human rights violations. The CRPD prohibits forced interventions in psychiatry, prohibits psychiatric incarceration, and prohibits guardianship. And this is all not only our opinion, but the opinion of the CRPD committee as well. Nevertheless, it's been a struggle both to raise awareness among our members that this is something, that this aspiration of our movement is now something that is achievable because of the CRPD, that it's imaginable and that we can really fight for it, and also to actually put it into practice, to have this become accepted at the level of government and even at the level of many human rights NGOs and many disability NGOs. With these challenges, at this point, our member in India is the closest to having to making real progress, where there's a disability non-discrimination bill in the parliament that would phase out involuntary commitment to institutions. This would still not be complying with the CRPD because Article 14 is not a progressive realization, it's an immediate obligation, but it would go much further than any other country has gone yet. There's criticisms of that bill in India because it still contains provisions for limited guardianship, and our member has objected to that. But it's a really important achievement there. In Norway, our member was sitting on a review committee of the Mental Health Act that was convened by the government. They came fairly close to succeeding in having that act repealed. They have the support of the entire user survivor community in Norway. They have support from some members of the Human Rights Commission. But nevertheless, the government didn't yet accept it. They also have support from members of the CRPD committee. So they will keep fighting this in other ways. Including by using human rights mechanisms of the UN. Our members in Ireland have just recently made submissions to their parliament opposing the capacity legislation there because it's against Article 12. It still contains incapacity and guardianship, and this is legislation that Ireland is promoting supposedly because they think they're trying to comply with the convention, but They're not. Our members disagree with them, and we think the committee will disagree with them as well. Our member in Peru has initiated a call to repeal a recently enacted mental health law, and call for repeal has gotten support from human rights organizations in Peru and in other Latin American countries, as well as from World Network. And our member in Uganda, we have a member who sits on a committee that is supposed to be reviewing the Mental Health Act. Turns out they don't even inform him of meetings. He has to find out by someone who will just tell him when the meetings are, and then he will come in and object to what they're doing. He says that the bill is being written by psychiatrists, and it's being written to protect the interests of psychiatrists. So that gives a picture of what's going on for our membership in the areas that are really most significant to us, because while the whole CRPD is relevant to users and survivors of psychiatry, abolishing the laws that actually make us into inferior citizens, inferior, giving us inferior personhood and inferior rights. Abolition of these laws is the key thing that we have to deal with. World Network, of course, continues advocating at the UN level, participating in consultations of the CRPD Committee, the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, and other treaty bodies when relevant. We're a member of the OPCAT contact group, dealing with the work on the optional protocol to the Convention Against Torture. I also represent a member organization of World Network called the Center for the Human Rights of Users and Survivors of Psychiatry, which has worked often closely with World Network. We've recently put out a position statement, an analysis of Article 14 talking about the obligation to repeal mental health laws that World Network has joined us in. And that we're seeking endorsements but from user survivors and allies. So if you're interested, you can see me about that. CRUSC also works in the United States at the Center for the Human Rights of Users and Survivors of Psychiatry, also works on the national level in the United States, leading the work among users and survivors of psychiatry in this country to promote awareness of the CRPD and awareness of what we need to do to achieve our rights. We are actually starting some work to talk with people about what it would take to repeal mental health laws in North America, both in the US and Canada, to repeal mental health laws. And in terms of US ratification, our main concern is to promote that ratification has to be without any reservations, understandings, or declarations, and we've been advocating in that regard. All of our members have been using whatever relevant UN mechanisms are available to them, including shadow reports to the CRPD committee, work in relation to the torture rapporteur, committee against torture, the UPR process, universal periodic review. So that's a summary of our work. Thank you.
Thank you.